Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. Mi'et Hashem, we will start discussing the halachas of refuah b'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Shin Chav Ches. Mi sheyesh lo meichus ba'alma, someone had just an ailment, v'hu mischazik v'hal kabari, and he's walking around like regular. He doesn't feel so well. He has an ailment, but he's walking around like regular. Also, lasis lo shum refuah. You're not allowed to do any refuah. That means even a refuah that doesn't cause any chilul Shabbos, but you can't take a refuah. You can't even do it a non-Jew. That means Chazal Geyser, that if someone's be allowed to take medicine on Shabbos for an ailment, he might come to grind up the medicine. And even though today we don't grind up our own medicine, but in time of Chazal, the way they took medicine was by grinding up certain herbs, and they took that as medicine. And therefore they made Gzeira, you cannot take medicine on Shabbos for ailment alone. And because he might come to Issa Deraisa of grinding up Salamonim, grinding up these herbs in order to take medicine, and that's also to do on Shabbos for just the ailment, and therefore to make Xeru in any refuah. Not only that, you can't even do it with a non-Jew. Even a non-Jew can't do this for you. Now, of course, it's only if it's an ailment alone. If it's something more serious, we have to discuss what the halach is. There's different levels. There's ailments that cause the whole body to ache, and you have to go to bed. There are ailments which are you're a real sick person. Then there's a sakana. But we will discuss right now the shayla about ailments and if you're allowed to take medicine for that or not. What's an example of ailments? So examples are, and not limited to, like hay fever, which is like allergies, and you're not falling to bed, you're not comfortable because of allergies. Or other examples would be digestion problems, which means you're a little bit constipated, or eye problems, a little eye ache, you need a little bit drops, or hemorrhoids, or joint pains, skin problems like acne, a small toothache. These things all have an isser to take refuah on Shabbos because they're only considered ailments, and you're not allowed to take any medicine for that on Shabbos. For example, to take Miralax on Shabbos. You can't take Miralax on Shabbos for just minor constipation because that's a shiloh refuah on Shabbos. We'll see if there's any way that it's mutter to take, we'll see as we discuss. But in Kipshutai, in a simple oifen, you're not allowed to take Miralax on Shabbos for just a minor constipation. Or Advil, someone has a minor headache or a minor sore throat, and he's still functioning fine, he comes to Davin, he eats the Suda, so then he's also to take this Advil on Shabbos, because, or Tylenol, because that's only a minor ache. The same thing will go for Claritin for allergies. That'll be also to take on Shabbos for just for a minor ache. And not only that, does it also take medicine, you also not allowed to do a pa'ula, not only medicine, a pa'ula that's a refuah on Shabbos. For example, the Shulchan Aruch gives an example that Amos Amlin, which means they used to push and press the body in different places in order to make the person start sweating, and that was good for refuah. That is also to do on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says. And the reason is, since sometimes you use medicine to make yourself be mazia, to sweat, and therefore, even doing something else, which is not medicine, has the same gzera of you might come to take medicine and grind up medicine for that. But that only applies to things that you start to take medicine for. But for example, if it's a type of refuah that you never use medicine for that, then it'll be mutter on Shabbos. A classic example will be if you're allowed to put ice on someone gets a bump on Shabbos, you're allowed to put ice on the bump. That's refuah. Is refuah mutter on Shabbos? We're saying now refuah is also if it's just an ailment. Someone gets a bump, he's very functional. So he's allowed to put ice on that bump so it shouldn't get swollen. So it says in the Archa Shabbos that it's mutter. What's the reason? The reason why it's mutter is because you never take medicine for a bump. You get a bump, you don't want it to get swollen. You don't take medicine for that. So therefore it's mutter to put ice on it because no chash there for shchikas salmonim. So come on, just to recap, we learned today is that there's an iser refuah on Shabbos, which means to take any medicines on Shabbos, even though you're not being even iser by taking medicine. You're just eating something. But still, there's a gzeira otu, you might come up to grind up the herbs, and therefore it's also take medicine on Shabbos for just an ailment. If it's just an ailment, just not feeling so well, not feeling so great, it's also to take these medicines on Shabbos, or do a pa'ula, or do something that makes you feel better. It would also be usher if it's something like derech afua, for example, it's an example of pressing down, giving a massage in order to start sweating. That would also be usher to do on Shabbos.